It's here.
Hello?
Have you checked the children?
They're all pods, all of them.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
I'm afraid!
Don't be afraid!
No. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Here's Gingy.
Pain has a face. Allow me to show it to you. Gentlemen, I am Pain.
I met this 6-year-old child with this blank, pale, emotionless face. The blackest eyes, the devil's eyes.
You think that when you die, you go to heaven. You come to us.
If he can't take a joke, he stinks.
When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk here.
Gore readings, Flesh Wound Radio freaks, and welcome to a brand new April Fool's edition of Flesh Wound Radio. I am Daniel Shine, joined, as always, by Todd Loya and Pugs Dread of the Horrified. Gentlemen, how goes it? Are you enjoying your April Fool's Day?
What's up? Fuck that bitch, Carol Baskin, and I fucking hate April Fool's Day on the internet. All you people think you're fucking comedians saying I'm pregnant and the quarantine is over. Suck a dick.
Todd, do you like April Fool's Day? I mean,
I know, I agree with Pugs, but let me just say this, and Dan's gonna so think I'm fucking with him. I would like to say your intro tonight was on point.
I am very proud of you myself.
I am.
It was pretty simple, but cool. Cool. I appreciate something nice being said about me. That's awesome. I feel like it's some cat. but yes. Yeah. So fuck you, Todd. I know what day it is. Goddamn son of a bitch.
See, it's not very nice of the host to say fuck you to the producer. Two,
unprofessional.
Totally unprofessional. Two, I'm not pulling an April Fool's joke. I was legitimately giving you props.
I'm just waiting for
it. He's a battered wife.
He is totally a battered woman.
Yes. That's accurate. You complimented the cooking, and I'm just waiting for the right crust. But it's all good.
We'll get to that later, but it won't be about that. I was legitimately putting over your intro.
Well, thank you. We may be in a pandemic, but at least there's still, you know, kindness in the world. It's all good.
And that's about all you're going to get from me, bud.
It's all good. So how are you guys doing? I feel like I'm pretty much like hearing from you most every day right now, so I doubt anything interesting's going on, but what are you guys doing aside from show shit?
Show shit, watching movies, TV, trying to catch up. You know, I still feel like I'm fucking far behind on shows, and like, even though it's like we got nothing to do, or we don't have like things that are necessarily need to be done right now, I still feel busy, so.
Yeah, well, that's not like all the shows you have, the movies you have to watch for the show.
I was gonna say you've got at least April, so you've still got time to catch up. Todd, where are you on Hannibal?
I just started the first episode of season 2 today.
Hell fucking yeah!
Awesome.
Like I said, I've been jumping around between 3 series, so yeah. I'm trying to so I don't like burn through them all.
Mm.
So. Kind of keep
I've been rewatching Last Man on Earth, which is like a great show for right now, in a strange sort of way, for a show where the world gets wiped out by a flu.
I'm thinking, I've been feeling it lately. I don't know if we're going to do a show about it, but I'm thinking of revisiting the Record films.
Oh yeah, that'd actually be pretty cool.
Yeah.
I absolutely love the first two.
Yeah,
and that's where I'll leave it.
Okay, well, maybe we will do one then.
Yeah, fuck. Yeah, why not? Let's
I still want that Spartacus episode. Oh, and Evil Ed said he's down to come record too for that one. He loves it too. Okay. We used to go to the premieres.
Okay.
You saw like the pilots and theaters, you mean?
Yes, we saw the last two or three. We didn't see the first one because we didn't. No one knew. But right. I don't remember if we did Gods of the Arena, but we definitely did Vengeance and War of the Damned, and it was fucking awesome.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, let me knock out one of these shows, and I'll get on those.
What's that?
I said, let me knock out one of these shows, and I'll get on Spartacus. Okay.
Sounds good.
Because we can do that. Well, shit, now we're already falling behind. I was going to say one a week on April, but oops.
See? What I mean? Time just, like, fucking goes.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, we're, like, back at work, and everything's normal, and everyone forgets about this. This will become, like, 9/11. Ah, never forget. Everyone fucking forgets.
Some motherfucker.
I don't know. I feel like this one is one we'll be talking about 50 years from now.
I didn't say
we're not going to talk about it, but like 9/11, they have fucking sales at stores now, so they're going to get a fucking quarantine sale.
No, but you know
19%
what?
off.
Dan's going to look cross when he sees certain people cough now.
What? Everybody, it may go back to normal by June, hopefully, but it's going to be a while that you're going to be kind of eyeballing motherfuckers. I mean,
you mean side-eyeing? You racist fuck.
I didn't say that. God damn it.
You're side-eyeing the slant eyes. I feel you, Dan.
Dan, you're being offensive. God damn it. Always shitting on Dan.
We love you, Dan.
Yeah.
I think for a very long time, people are going to be a little iffy on, you know, hugging or shaking hands. I don't know if shaking hands will come back.
Nah. Look, I'm a hugger, so this is hard for me. But I'll do what I'll respect the space and like.
We'll just.
I don't want to spread it.
We'll just learn the kid and play kick step, and we're good.
Oh. There you go.
You know, I'm better giving a hug than I am shaking a hand.
Really got a limp wrist? I don't remember.
Not making contact with skin, really. I mean,
yeah, but you're invading the bubble, and like, I know they said 6 feet distance, but it's actually like it dissipates after 3 feet. But keep your 6 feet ass away.
Yeah.
For what it's worth, my brother works with biologists, and they said the odds of actually getting this because you touch like an Amazon package, it would literally have to be they just coughed on it and you wiped your mouth or something. It's almost impossible. So, I don't know. That's coming from biologists, so who knows? But I don't think you have to worry as much about that.
Dan just
don't touch your face.
Dan's trying to reassure himself as he picks up packages every day.
No, I was. See, that was the thing. Like, my brother basically said, you're being retarded, because I was, like, spraying down.
Whoa, watch that. Watch the R word, Dan.
Cajun.
Being mentally challenged. And I was, like, spraying the boxes with the Lysol, and he's like, the odds of getting it that way are next. And if you're not touching your face, there's some people that can't. It hasn't been an issue for me, but I see some people doing it, and I'm like, just don't touch your face.
Dude, it's so hard. Yeah. Hard for me not to touch my fucking face.
Yeah. I finally stopped stroking my beard, so that's a start.
Ooh, I thought that was going somewhere else, Todd. I was going to say TMI.
I'm not.
Hey, you know what? Dan, on a serious note, can you ask your brother about the shoes, the soles of your shoes? Do you need to spray them or leave them out of the house or wipe them down with like a Clorox wipe? That I keep getting missed information from.
Soles on the shoes. Yeah, I mean, he's Department of Fish and Wildlife, I believe, and he works with like these biologists who said I'll try and see next time he's not in work right now, but I'm sure he'll ask. So soles on your shoes. I didn't thought of that actually.
Wish me luck. I gotta venture out of the house to go fucking pick up my prescriptions tomorrow. I got
don't do it tomorrow. If you can wait a day, I would wait a day. Tomorrow's the first. It's extra shopping day for people.
At Yeah, but I'm not going to do a drugstore. I'm going to a pharmacy.
Is it a drive-thru?
No, it's just... No, it's a pharmacy.
Does it share a parking lot?
No, it's just doctor's office and pharmacy.
Oh, okay. Well, you're fine, then.
Yeah.
You having an outbreak on your dingus again, Todd?
No. It's my compromised system needs its medicine.
Cool.
They're like, they ain't fucking around. They question you before. You been coughing? You sick? Like, some, like it was, I was like, no, I'm good. And it was funny because a car pulled up behind me and the chick, like, jumped out of the car to go run into the pharmacy. The fucking, the people in the front ran over like, hey, did the questioning. They weren't fucking around.
I was devastated today. Oh, go ahead. I thought you were done.
No, I was going to say it was bad, though, because I went, like, a couple weeks ago because I can only get one filled. And I had, like, better masks than them.
I was devastated because I was told I shouldn't get Panda Express because there's shit out more. And like, wow. I like Panda Express. I mean, at least for right now. It's not like you can go to like the nice upscale.
So
wasn't Taco Bell Panda Express? You can't have that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what about Chipotle? Do you guys got Chipotle out there? Because
yeah, we kinda... pretty much everything.
Okay, Subway, because I'm assuming they have the same kind of thing. It's out there for people to breathe on. It's just less Asian people.
Motherfuckers were dying by Chipotle before Corona.
To be fair, if you're in California, it's all Mexicans making everything.
Thank God.
No, my favorite
Chinese food place is basically Mexicans.
I don't agree with this, but I was told, well, we shouldn't do it because it's laying out and there's more opportunity, I guess, to infect your chow mein or something. I don't know. I think it's bullshit because I want some fucking Panda Express. If it goes beyond April, fuck it. If I die, I die.
This is just like Trump loving KFC or fried chicken in general. Come on, Dan. You're hiding it.
That's fucked up. I'm the one that wanted the Panda Express, goddammit. But, alright.
Yeah, but
pepper chicken is delicious.
Yeah, the walnut shrimp is all really good. Yes. Yeah. There's some good shit
I'm not
there.
A fan of the chain Chinese food. Sorry, guys.
Oh, hole in the walls are better, but, like...
Yeah,
pepper chicken is the shit.
No. Yeah.
Dan,
and they're all getting beat up right now, so it's, you know, it's kind of hard to get there.
Well, I've been supporting local businesses. I know Sunday. I don't know. I've been going back and forth. Do I want pizza Saturday or Sunday?
Oh, Romania?
Yeah.
I keep it traditional. Go Sunday. Saturday, do something else.
But I can go Saturday and then have leftovers Sunday too.
That's true.
Decisions.
You got me there.
Well, I got a few days.
All right. Well, I guess we should talk some...
Oh, yeah, since we have no news. Although we do have a bit of news, I'm going to ask Bugs. Well,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Sony pushed their all their summer schedule to 2021. Are you bummed about... That means we don't get Ghostbusters for a whole nother year.
I mean, it sucks. I want to see it. So, yeah.
I'm curious to see what gets dropped next on
VOD.
Yeah, because I know they already said Mulan and Black Widow is a no, but you have to think how much money is Disney losing with their parks closed.
I still think they're set for a while.
I do too, but they don't like to not be making money.
They'll find a way to make up for it. They're
that's what I'm saying. They release
they're good.
They release Mulan for $20. It's going to get him some money right now.
Do you think that, I mean, again, just picking a random date, May 3rd, I don't know, everything opens back up. Do you really, is Disney going to be able to fill those parks?
They already said they're not opening. Yeah. They already said they have no opening date. They're thinking it may be late as June.
All right, well, say it's June.
Yeah, the day it opens, all these fucking diehard Disney people with the stupid parking pass sticker are going to be there. They're probably going to have to turn people away because it's probably going to be like a lottery thing. Like, oh, you can come on this day.
Yeah. And then
and only so many people.
And then you have the people who are like, well, no one's going to go, so it's the perfect time to go. So, it's going to be...
Mickey gives you Corona.
It's going to be phase 3.
Okay. I'm kind of bummed about moving the entire schedule, but I guess at a certain point, fuck it. I guess you might as well. I just kind of figured they were going to sprinkle them throughout the rest of the year. Just no summer.
Well, no, you have to think of it like this. That means like their whole production schedule is like going to be off a year.
Yeah. So they have to save some to keep like the income coming. So like all the movies that are getting made right now, I have stopped.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, you got to prolong it. They're edging. Dan, you know that.
This is true. This is true. All right.
Okay. What do you got, Dan? What do you got first?
We got one that I don't think we have ever really talked about in depth, and it's always been a favorite of mine. I'm kind of curious to see what you guys think, because, again, I just don't ever remember it coming up. And that is the 1980 film Cannibal Apocalypse from director Antonio Margheriti. Brand new 4K master, the horrors of war take on a whole new meaning for Vietnam vet Norman Hopper, played by John Saxon, whose quiet domestic life in Atlanta is shattered by the return of Charlie Bukowski, a combat buddy who dredges up terrifying flashbacks of flesh-eating and bloodshed in the war-torn jungles. Now on the run from the law after taking a bite out of an unwilling victim, Charlie begs Norman to get him out of town with another fellow veteran, Tom. Soon the ragtag team of cannibals are fighting for their lives, spreading a deadly contagion through the city before heading into the sewers for a gut-wrenching climax no one will soon forget. One of the most infamous Italian horror films of all time, Cannibal Apocalypse was heavily censored in many countries where it played, under such titles as Cannibals in the Street and Invasion of the Flesh Hunters. Now you can finally experience this thrilling collision of action-packed combat and monstrous horror from cult director Antonio Margheriti in its original gory splendor for the first time fully restored in high definition. Not for the faint of heart or those with full stomachs. All right, so John Saxon, definitely a top 10 in terms of conversations I've had at conventions, and that one goes like way back to the Fangoria Weekend of Horror days. Real, always a huge fan of the guy and the many, many genres that he's dominated over the years, from Enter the Dragon to this to bottom of the barrel stuff like Hellmaster. Big fan. I think Cannibal Apocalypse is actually one of his more interesting films. It's had a unique history, kind of, you know, an action film that became something very, very different. And it works. I mean, on paper, it sounds a little bit crazy, you know, kind of cannibalism substituting for, I don't know, PTSD as a virus. Very kind of a over the top in a way, but also a really, really good horror film. I'm curious, Pugs, was this a first time watch for you? What do you think?
Yes, it is. So it is. I've always seen the name, and like it's always been on my list to tackle, but I just never got around to it. So it was cool when you guys brought it up to review. So it's kind of like Rambo meets Night of the Comet, but like not at less serious.
Mm-hmm. More serious.
There you go. My bad. you know what I mean. But this was the last one I saw on our list of films we're reviewing today.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just not in the mood for this one. It was the least weird. It's the most straightforward movie that we have today. And I was in, like, Eraserhead mode. I wanted something weird. So I think I do need to watch it again, but as of right now, I thought it was just like, oh, that's pretty good and solid. But that is not what I wanted at the time. So John Saxon's fucking awesome, though, so I'm definitely going to rewatch it. But as of right now, I was a little let down.
Oh, wow. I'm surprised.
Me too. I should have watched it first.
That's what she said. The Me Too part. Todd, what do you think? I'm assuming you love this one, but...
I'm somewhere in the middle.
Really?
I love John Saxon in it. I do enjoy it. I don't know. Maybe it's... Maybe I wasn't in the right state of mind either. It's like... It's a good film, but I don't know. I just wasn't into it as much this time as in past experiences. I still think it is...
Solid, right?
Yeah, it's really good, and Giovanni's great in it, John Saxon. And I like the concept. I don't know. There's something just didn't click with me this time.
Was it the last one you watched, too? Or, more importantly, where on the list did you see Telephone Book before you saw this one?
I watched this before. I watched Telephone Book before this. This and then April Fool's Day were my last two.
Okay.
Well, I fucking love this film. I really do. I mean, it plays kind of more like an action chase flick, but it just has this sort of batshit cannibalism.
Hold on, pause real quick. Pack. I just want to jump in real quick. I think that's my problem. Every time I jump in, it's like I haven't seen it in years. And it's not a jungle cannibal movie, so it throws me off.
It's not. And it probably shouldn't have even been advertised as such. Although, remember, 1980, this is kind of right when the craze is starting.
Yeah, but let's be honest, none of us watched it in 1980. The craze was already there, so the name kind of is misleading now.
Sure.
So.
And maybe that is the source.
But And Cannibal people. In the Streets would actually be less confusing with when it comes to that.
Yeah, I get that. I definitely... There have actually been some other cannibal flicks that maybe tried to be a little bit different and I don't think get the respect they deserve. Like, you got Massacre in Dinosaur Valley, which is more... leans more as like a Indiana Jones adventure type film. And I love that fucking movie. I don't mind kind of changing it up within this. I think Cannibal Man's another one that wasn't like quite that. What people were expecting it to be. And I don't know. Yeah, I would throw this one out there as sort of an action chase kind of flick for a good chunk of it. Although the gore is certainly there. I mean, we're opened up with, you know, women being set on fire, titties being eaten. I mean, it definitely brings the gore. I don't want to imply that this is just all, you know, like a non-action flick in the city. It's more to it than that. But I love it. And I also think Giovanni Lombardo Rodice, who, oddly enough, ever since we met him at Chiller, my mom talked to him once in a while on Facebook, which is just surreal.
That's cool.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. He's unusual, but he's a really nice guy. I do. I love this movie. The whole flea market shootout, all of that was awesome. I'm sure Pugs liked it when the neighbor girl was kind of trying to hoe up to John Saxon. It's got its moments. I mean, there's I don't want to spoil some of the gore bits, but they bring them. I fucking love this movie. I mean, I'm actually surprised that I'm kind of the lone wolf on this one. Because,
well, I'm not saying it's not good, because I still think it's a solid film. It's just everything I watched before this, I had more fun with. I should say.
That'll be interesting later because I wasn't necessarily sure, but. Yeah, for me, this gets a high recommendation. Like I said, as Todd said, this is not... Don't expect the brutality of a Cannibal Ferox or, of course, the Cannibal Holocaust. This one is a different kind of movie. But I can see, quite frankly, some of the people not liking those films. I think this one will be a little more...
I agree.
accessible because you don't have turtles being
slaughtered. But then Nabe's going to scare him off, unfortunately.
Yeah. It may, but I will, again, I will say I think this one's worth checking out. John Saxon's fantastic. Really good. Really excellent cast. Giovanni, probably some of the best acting he's done. He really played a sort of fucked up war vet pretty authentically. Just, you know, cannibalism. So, I'm a 4.5. I fucking love this movie. I think it's excellent.
I'm a 3.5. Like I said, I still enjoy it, but it just, I wasn't feeling it as much this time. And I don't know if that's my mood, or your nostalgia is stuck on high, and mine's kind of weaned a bit. So.
Well, with me being a first time watch, I'm going 3. I think it's worth watching, for damn sure. It's John Saxon alone. Yeah. Fucking A.
Absolutely.
Worth noting, it ports over all the extras from the previous Elite disc and has one new featurette also.
Yes, yes. Lots of good info on this one for sure, so check that out. All right, moving on to our next film of the evening, which is a rare one, certainly one I don't think I ever necessarily expected on Blu-ray, and thanks to Dark Force, we have it now, and that is Yeti, Giant of the 20th Century, from director Frank Kramer. Forgetting the real name off the top of my head, but this 1977 Italian King Kong ripoff is nonstop fun and camp action. Starring the gorgeous Antonella Intarenghi as Jane, who discovers her Tarzan in the form of Giant Yeti, played by Mima Krau, that is taken into captivity and put on public display. When the Yeti breaks loose, it's Godzilla-style special effects galore as he smashes through the city, crushing the bad guys, and searching for his new love, Jane. This collector's edition features a brand new high-def master from the original existing Italian camera negative, and is the 16th release from Dark Force Entertainment in association with Code Red DVD. All right.
For the record, it's Gianfranco Parolini. Just stick with Frank Kramer. That's way easier.
Yeah, there you go. I was like, that's what's on the disc, so we'll just go with the American pseudonym.
I'm looking at what else he directed. I don't really know many.
Oh, he's done other stuff.
He's done some Sorted Sandals stuff, but...
Yeah, goes way, 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 way back. Whoever wants to go first, I'm curious. That's what I'm betting. Maybe none of us have seen. I don't know.
I'll go.
Okay.
I've never fucking seen this before. I think I've seen a photo or an image of the actual Yeti with the Eastern Pacific Championship belt from UEW at a time or two. That was uncanny. But the movie-wise... I'll be goddamned if I wasn't entertained this entire time. I'm like, oh, this feels like King Kong. Like, exactly like King Kong. So I think that mission was accomplished. But then they also brought in, like, a Lassie-type deal in there. And this shit was just wild. I fucking love the fact that they have this giant statue in place for certain scenes between his legs and stuff. I'm like, why don't you guys just put a dick in there? Honestly. I fucking dug it. I thought it was great. And the time flew by for me.
Yeah. Now, I'm just going to say for the record, is this movie bad? Oh, yes, it is. But is it entertaining as shit? Yeah. Yes. The Philadelphia Yeti is awesome. Man, it's just so bad, but it's definitely so bad it's good. I couldn't stop watching. It's just bad chroma key, bad.
You have to bring in a cute girl in the Jane gimmick, and when PBA is getting beaten down, you have to just go, Yeti! He's got to come out to the fucking song. I can't get that damn song out of my head.
Yeah, it was a good song.
I don't know if good is the way I describe it, but I can't get
it. I loved it. Dude, it was fucking O Fortuna. You know the song O Fortuna?
No.
The Undertaker used it a lot in his like video packages. It was just that, just one beat off. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, that's Goosebumps, hold on, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, this one, I should say, this one's totally family-friendly. No real gore or nudity, so it's a safe one. We can rarely say that on the movies that we review. I still kind of prefer Dungeon of Doom Yeti, though, but still, this one's pretty cool. And I didn't make the PBA connection, but now I literally need to watch it again.
Like, I can't, man. I can't unsee it. It's just like, even the face, it's not just the hair.
I know!
Yeah, this is so good. This Yeti, though, I don't think was ever truly threatening. I mean, he was kind of an emo.
I don't think he was supposed to be threatening. Everyone just scared of him because he's a big, giant oaf.
I was waiting for his son to run out and give him a big hug. Yes, that was inside to inside, but whatever. It was funny.
Yeah, I was going to say, Todd. But
that was good, though.
That was the pop pugs.
The only, I mean, this movie's goofy as shit, as you guys were saying. Jeez. I mean, the whole idea of how they were transporting him. that giant, I don't know what the hell that was supposed to be. Exactly what anybody expected they were going to get by doing all this. I popped like hell when all of the kids were like raiding the stores for Yeti merchandise. It is. It's stupid, but in the best possible way. And yeah,
you know what threw me for a loop?
What?
The opening and towards the closing when the icebergs were breaking, I was like, oh man, I really want to watch Orca.
You know, we can review that when it's coming to Blu-ray.
It's coming up, yeah.
Yeah, I have to see what they have on the new one, because I have the Umbrella disc, and I kind of feel like I don't really need to upgrade that
one. Well, that's fine. We can still review it, Dan.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Their Silver Bullet wasn't a huge upgrade, so.
Yeah, I've heard that. I've heard there's been a few recently that if you had the previous, you're good.
Have I ever confessed my love for Orca on this show yet?
You have one.
You've never
time.
Talked about it.
No. Oh, okay.
Well, I've heard you mention it at least once.
Okay. Yeah. Pretty strong on Orca. Yeah. So we'll talk about it later.
Yeah. The Yeti, by the way, was in one other movie, Jesus of Nazareth. I think he played one of the disciples. I believe.
He wasn't Jesus. So. I'm heartbroken.
I was
going to
say. Yeah. No. What the fuck?
That would be a hell of a twist to the Yeti movie if he turned out to be Jesus.
You mean in real life?
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, just what they do with fucking Lassie running around and the sort of lead curly haired motherfucker that just really just fucks everything up by not thinking anything through. I will say, there is a moment involving the Yeti's feet that is fucking classic. not a lot in the way of gore. Like I said, this one's pretty light, but yeah, it's well worth picking this one up. What do you rate it, gentlemen?
I will go... I can't get stupid with it. It's a 3.
Hmm.
At this 3.
Yeah. I'm giving it the same for entertainment value.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, this one's definitely a niche title. If you really enjoy these types of movies and realize going in that a lot of it's like goofy to the max, I think you will have a really good time. I'll be a little more generous and give it a 3.5. I actually had a lot of fun with it, but
that's some, fair too.
It's not going to work for everybody, but yeah. I mean, I'm trying to think of others to really compare this to, but there is just something about it. And I will say the Yeti was really fucking cool. He's a little emo. I think he was like probably like cutting himself at times, but
yeah. But then they had the spray to make him feel better, so that's cool.
Yeah. So yeah, check it out. I had a good time.
Also, by the way, what kind of spray makes things not hurt? Usually that stings like a motherfucker.
Right. Yeah. It's healing spray. Come on.
Oh, all right. Not bad.
They just, yeah, I don't know, just shoot them up with heroin or something.
Ah, okay.
I have a book I haven't read yet. It's about like Sasquatch, and he's like addicted to meth or something. It looks really cool. It's on my list. But yes, check it out. Some good quality Yeti action. All right. Moving on to our next film, which of course had its main event tonight, and that is the 1986 slasher April Fool's Day.
Slash is a stretch, but go ahead.
I think it qualifies, but yeah, we'll get into it. There's a lot to say about this one. And another one I don't think we've mentioned but not talked about in depth. So this one's from director Fred Walton, 1986. A group of 8 college friends gather at an isolated mansion belonging to heiress Muffy St. John. No, she's not a porn star. To celebrate their final year of school. They soon discover that each has a hidden secret from the past, which is revealed. And soon after they turn up dead, yet are they... actually, Todd, I'm not going to read this synopsis. Do you want to read... I didn't realize it kind of... I don't know. I think a little bit too revealing.
So you want me to read the official one? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, I didn't have it on hand, and that's why I wasn't. So.
Okay,
yeah,
well...
If you would... Be so kind.
Yes. Could have told me ahead of time. I would have been ready. But I am stalling as I do it. But while I'm doing that, how are we going to handle the spoilers of this one? It's kind of like...
We'll do a spoiler talk at the very end, but we'll warn people.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been out a long time, but it's not one everybody's seen, so...
All right. Here we go. Good friends with some time to kill. When Muffy St. John... Deborah Foreman, a Valley Girl, invites her college friends up to her parents' secluded island home for the time of their lives. She just forgot to tell them that it may be the last time of their lives. As soon as the kids arrive on the island, someone starts trimming the guest list, one murder at a time. And what starts out as a weekend, harmless April Fool's Day prank turns into a bloody battle for survival. It's just what you'd expect from the producer who brought you Body Parts, Species, and 3 of the Friday the 13th films. Well, they could have just said Frank Mancuso Jr., but we get it. So, there we go.
All right, so I will confess I've never liked this movie. I remember when I first saw it.
You hate High Tension too?
I fucking love High Tension.
Okay, well, no, I. Okay.
But.
Hold on, but, I don't know where the hell you're going with that.
No. Endings.
Okay.
Well, because we'll have to talk that in spoiler.
Okay.
Yes. So, yeah, I just never liked it. I remember. Seeing it long, long time ago, you know, trying to hunt down every 80s slasher that that I could possibly get my hands on, and man, when I first saw it, I really fucking hated it. I thought it was a pointless movie. It did not do it for me at all. Now I will say, silver lining. I had a little more fun with it this time, of course, having zero expectations. To a point, it is entertaining. I mean, there's nobody here that you're not just kind of waiting to get, you know, bumped off. But there's a lot of funny, goofy lines. If you're in the right mood, it'll make you laugh. Your fly is open and your hostess Twinkie is hanging out. I don't know what guy said that to another guy, but I guess they do in this movie.
It was the 80s.
There's some funny, goofy dialogue like that. Like, they're taking a random sex survey at one point. It has its moments if you're in the right kind of a mood. If you're looking for a serious slasher, this is not it. My memory of this movie was it being pretty bloodless. There's a little bit, a couple moments, but it still basically is.
Unfortunately, this is one that they're still missing stuff for that I don't think it'll ever turn up.
Probably not at this point.
Really?
Yeah, there's also an extended alternate ending.
I would love to see that alternate ending.
There's photos from that somewhere.
If you look them up, dude, send them my way, because...
My guess is that's probably the ending that they should have gone with. I can't remember what the details on it.
But, no, it doesn't change that part.
Oh,
okay. Okay.
It's the part, it's after that when she's alone. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, I mean, I can this is one that I know some people really like. It's kind of a 50-50. It's you're either in my camp and just fucking hate it. And we will talk, like I said, a lot about this one in the spoilers section, but I don't know. It's not suspenseful. It's, you know, not gory. There's a few laughs, but other than that, I just think at the end of the day, this movie just was kind of pointless for me. But what did you guys think?
Yeah, I've always been a fan of this one. It's fun. And I've always seen the two arguments. And it kind of falls in the Friday the 13th 5 argument. Also. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I can't hate any movie with Tom F. Wilson, so...
The cast is good. Yeah.
No, I've always enjoyed this one. I can't really say too much until we get to the ending part. Are there likable people in the cast? Sure. Are there people you're waiting to get offed? Yeah. But how is that different than any Friday the 13th? And honestly, there's a better caliber of actors in this than Friday the 13th.
Jason does it better, though.
Well, one's a slasher, one's not.
Yeah.
More of a whodunit.
Yeah.
I kind of side with Dan on this one. When I first saw this movie, back in like middle school,
right.
Me and my buddy were like, oh, you know, doing our horror homework, making our way through the slashers, like right. Dan. We were both pretty upset. oh, really? Because it was fun up until it was fun up until a certain point. And I remember just being super pissed off. I'm like, oh, fuck, this is stupid, whatever. This viewing, I didn't hate it. I actually had fun. Maybe since I knew where it was going.
See,
it's more enjoyable that way for me.
A lot of people, and I'm not saying this is you, Dan, but they don't like the wool pulled over their eyes, and then... Because I know, like the other couple films I've mentioned, that's always been people's, like, issues with them. Like...
People are wrong for High Tension.
You are very wrong for that one.
And I agree. And they'll always argue, if you go back and watch it, you can tell it doesn't make sense. That's always their argument, but it's also... We're from her perspective, but that's a whole other thing.
Do we want to rate it and then?
Yeah,
talk
we
a
do.
Because
we're dancing around what we're saying without saying it, so might as well.
Yeah, so let's rate it. I know a lot of people, but not everybody.
I know. Just it's like one of those things in the horror community. You pretty much know without seeing it.
And I should say, there's a remake of this, and that it doesn't redeem itself at all.
Don't they color blackwash that one too? Like,
yes,
it was April Fool's Day, right?
That's Dan's preferred version.
Yeah.
All right, what do you guys rate it?
I like this one more than April Fool's Day. I'll, you know what? I'll be generous because I had fun with it this time. Just know your opinion might be different. I'll give it a 3. I think you should watch it as a horror fan. Just to know, just to have a say in the argument.
Yeah. Okay. I'm a 4. I've always dug this one. And it held up.
Right.
This tells you how badly I hate it when I first saw it. I said maybe there were a few amusing moments, but I'm a 1. I really
Oh shit.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
I don't get that.
Yeah.
I do not like it.
Okay, let's do the spoiler. Yeah, spoiler. Hold on. First thing I'm gonna say, if you're still listening, we said spoiler, cut it out. We got a show tomorrow. Done. It's going to spoilers right now. What's the fucking name of the movie?
I get that. But for me, you can really throw a curveball with something like a High Tension. It doesn't make the rest of the movie pointless. This one for me makes it pointless. And it just doesn't work. It's like nobody, there was never any real peril. There was never.
But you don't know that till the end.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I even go back, you know, when I first watched it and kind of getting in my head back then. And I didn't even really like it a lot up until then. It felt like it just didn't give you what you wanted. And apparently a lot of people kind of had this one figured out. I can't say I won, but back then.
Well, yeah, the name of the fucking movie kind of is a giveaway. It didn't help they pushed it so much as a slasher. So I know a lot of people were like, I know people when it came out, they were just like, they thought they were getting a straight up slasher, and it wasn't. If it would have been marketed as a mystery.
Considering 86 when the slasher, well, slashers were generally speaking starting to decrease in quality, I'm honest, they could have probably have gotten away with advertising this more as a mystery. Just, a bunch of young people.
With Frank Cusso doing it. Frank Mancuso, I combined them, doing it. He was known for the Friday the 13th. I mean,
yeah.
It's the name of the movie's a holiday. It's one of those things where there's no way around it. See, I can't go with the excuse, well, it's all null and void. Friday the 13th 5 is null and void. But does it?
I don't know.
What's the difference?
Well, Friday the 13th 5, I think, is a much more entertaining movie.
Oh, it's the
not my favorite.
I would co-sign that.
Movie, yeah, that's my favorite Friday the 13th. It's so sleazy. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I really enjoy it. There's more there to like. This one, like I said, the suspense isn't there. The gore isn't there. Most of the lines are funny just because they're kind of awkward. But this movie is just not good. I still... Like, I thought, like, maybe I'm going to actually like it this time. There's a couple moments, but as a whole, yeah. I mean, if you have a lot of 80s slashers still to watch,
don't go in expecting an 80s slasher because that's not what it is.
I know, but still, technically, that's kind of the genre it's always kind of been thrown into.
Yeah, that doesn't make it one. It's just like,
I feel
you'll
like
have a better time if you don't go in expecting a slasher. Because, when I first saw it, that's what I was expecting. And then, I fucking didn't like it. This time around, not bad.
Yeah, I think the first time I watched it, I was super annoyed, too.
Mm. Did you see this one in theaters, Todd?
No, I was, 10.
Well, yeah, you could have gone with your parents.
Yeah, they were trying to take me to movies.
Yeah, well... Still,
honestly, I would have been 9 when this came out.
And you would have, your 9-year-old, you would have hated it too, I'm sure. But
I still saw it when I was 9. I just saw it when it hit video.
Yeah, I don't know. This is one I still, it is very 50-50. And I'll see some people, it's one of my favorite, they'll say it's one of my favorite slashers. And I just, you know, slasher. Lifting off. Well, hey,
I could see that. I could see that from someone who doesn't really like slashers.
Maybe, yeah. I you know,
because I know there's a lot of people that don't like slashers, which I don't get, but whatever. But
I'm curious what Chris thinks.
Oh, he loves this one.
He does. Okay, I couldn't remember. Yeah, I guess I can see that.
Oh, and what's the final guy's name? I can't think of it right now.
I don't know, is he really a final guy?
For all intents and purposes, yes.
Biff?
No, not Biff. The oh, shit.
Harvey? I'm not good with names.
No, I know. I'm trying to look at the cast. No, it's not Harvey. Maybe it's... I'm going to figure it out because it's going to bother me and I have a point to make, so... Continue talking.
I stick by my one, but you know, again, hey, this was a good mix because we had some disagreements. Maybe I went for a one because I was just getting revenge for my boy John Saxon.
Well, maybe there was no need, but fine.
Okay, it was Ken. What the fuck is his name? Rob. He's been in two slasher adjacent films because he was also in Summer School.
Oh yeah.
So
God, that's a lot. That'd be a fun one to revisit.
Well,
I love that movie.
Well, that's one we could talk about soon. I mean, cool. Yeah. Oh.
But yeah, I don't know. Give us your thoughts.
Yeah, I would like to hear it.
On the Horror Cartel Flesh Wound Radio Facebook group or anywhere. Hit us up. Like, I'm curious. April Fool's Day is kind of very divisive, so I'm kind of curious to see who makes the case for it and who shits on it like I have this evening.
And I understand both sides. Again, I fucking didn't like it the first time, but now I'm like, now, again, you know what it is, you're familiar, and like, oh, they actually had, it was fun.
I don't mind people not liking it, but just because they think the ending, like, devalues it, I don't get that.
Well, I will say, Pugs, I can't... You didn't like it when you first saw it, so I can't say it's like...
I didn't like it when I first saw it. Can't say I didn't like it. I was annoyed.
Yeah, maybe there's something there. Just not for me. This is one I feel like... Well, obviously not you two, but other people. I'm like, you should watch it again, because it might be a nostalgia love. But, yeah, hit us up. We're curious to see what you think of April Fool's Day. I was thinking of rewatching the remake just for reference.
I was too, but I could. I don't think I think last time I made a pass out watching it, I just couldn't. Maybe I'll watch it after the show since it's actually April Fool's Day.
Yeah. Yeah. No, definitely.
I don't know. Maybe I won't.
no black cinema today for me. I'm good.
Is it actually a remake or did they just use the name?
I don't remember. I remember just not liking it.
I remember. It was, I mean, it wasn't like the worst of the worst.
It wasn't The Fog?
No, not The Fog, but it was.
We should do a commentary on The Fog. Oh, just shit God. All over the entire fucking time.
The remake. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that goes without saying, Dan. How dare you?
It took me quite a while to like the original The Fog. I still think it's one of Carpenter's weaker films.
Really? Okay.
But it has my favorite soundtrack.
For some reason, when I was, like, a little kid, it didn't rank as one of my favorites, but I'll tell you, in recent years, and I got to see it at the drive-in, I guess that was last year, like, and it was, like, fucking foggy. So sitting
that's awesome.
Drive-in, there was just something about that movie that's just timeless, and God, they fuck it up.
I remember watching that at home, I think it... My first time watching it, yeah, and then my mom came and sat down and started watching it a little bit. The fucking decrepit hand popped out. My mom goes, "Oh fuck!" and just like storms out of the room. It was fucking hilarious. So I think that movie actually holds a special place too, just because it scared the shit out of my mom.
It's one of those movies you just want to sit down and have like fucking s'mores and I don't know, put like a tent up in the living room.
I will tell you. Because, like, I don't count this as the first time I, like, watched it because I was a little kid. I was probably 6 years old, five, I don't know. And I was watching, we were somewhere not at home. And I remember watching it on TV with my mom, and it scared the shit out of me.
Nice. Okay. I don't know about you guys. I had a weird...
And it was foggy outside to kind of go with the whole fog thing.
I had the weird tradition as a kid of actually, like, putting a legit, like, tent up in the living room and watching, like, particularly, like, camp.
Was that your bubble?
Yeah, fuck you, God.
I was... Yeah. Fuck! Everything
my
is...
My bubble.
I'm attacking you with everything I say.
I will talk shit about his bubble, Todd.
We might have a bubble now. Actually, that is, that's not a bad idea.
That's inappropriate. You don't talk to your producer like that.
God damn it. I'm abusive, God damn it. But no, I
triggered.
That would be a good commentary. Has anybody seen Bubble Boy? Or whatever
yeah.
it's called?
Yeah.
Boy in the Bubble. Bubble
Which Bubble. One? The one with John Travolta or the one with
Travolta.
Fucking... oh, yeah. That's
Boy in the Plastic Bubble. Boy in the Bubble.
Yeah.
Bubble Boy is the one with Donnie Darko.
Yeah,
I don't know how he got his fucking massages in that thing. I mean, shit. We need to do a commentary on that. But yeah, no, I used to put a tent. I'd have s'mores. A lot of Friday the 13th when I did those nights. But the fog also. But no April.
I used to like to... I still do it every once in a while. When it's super cold outside, I'll put the thing on and leave my door... Or leave my sliding door open.
Shit, yeah. And you got dogs?
Yeah. Tanky actually came over, it's been a while now, and we just all watched it, and it was cold, and it was his first time watching it. He loved it.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah, no, oh, God, the thing, yeah. That would be good to see in a drive-in, too.
Oh,
but yes, it's a good mood thing, guys. Put your fucking tent out right now. We're all going to start doing quirky, eccentric shit. Pretty soon, so you might as well. Fuck it, I don't care if I'm in my 30s. I'm gonna.
Dan's gonna come and visit me, and he's gonna have to stay in the tent 6 feet away from the house.
Damn, that's fucked up.
We're gonna have to live stream you to watch TV together.
yeah, that might be how it is for a while. I'll come in my bubble. That'd actually be pretty fucking funny right now if you actually had one. Just to walk on the street.
Like a fucking giant hamster ball?
Yeah. Can you imagine there... I mean, I know that's, like, insanely fucking rare, but there is a bubble boy right now watching the news freaking the fuck out about Corona.
I got a friend in fucking South America. Like, she can't... Like, she's very, very sick. She's, like, wheelchair-bound, and, like, she hasn't left her house in a month. She's terrified, because, like, if she goes out and contracts it, she'll fucking... Not like everybody else, she'll fucking die, but, like... She's doing her best.
Yeah. No. Fuck,
that's
yeah,
good.
No. Yeah. If you have something odd like that, especially, yeah, for sure. But all right, guys.
Yeah,
I think
looks
we
like
covered everything.
We didn't
so.
Even. We didn't even. We kept it under an hour, so that's even better.
Yeah. We're getting it.
Yep. Finally.
Even with. That's wow. Yeah,
I suspect tomorrow's show might go a few minutes over.
I think it will.
But I know hours is sweet spot.
Absolutely. So plug.
Speaking of sweet spots, Dan's Pornhub, or no, sorry, it's dansathome.com, right?
That's fun.
He started an OnlyFans. You can see him touch himself all day long.
Yeah, it could happen.
To pictures of babies with food on their face.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. You know if I did, you're going to have posters of me shirtless in the hat. I'll do, like, the Burt Reynolds pose. I will make, like, millions.
Prove it.
If only to be on Planet Dan.
Hey, I might get fucking bored enough. One of the Facebook videos is going to get really fucking interesting, so... Don't bait me.
Don't make me ban you from the group, Dad.
That's fucked up. All right, so
I'm gonna go take your. I'm taking your administration privileges away right now. Okay, so go ahead, wrap us up, Dan.
A lot of sexually frustrated women out there right now. All right, Horror Cartel Flesh Wound Radio Facebook group, join it. Flesh Wound Features Facebook page, like it. download us, N Squared Circle Society on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spreaker.
And Blog Talk.
And blogtalkradio.com. And, yes, fleshwoundfeatures.com. Check out the Flesh Wound Dan eBay. I still have some new stuff to put up before, you know, everything went to shit. So there is going to still be some new stuff. So keep checking it out. And that's all I got.
All right. Well, on that.
Everybody stay safe during this quarantine. And remember, yes, those are your kids. Don't have sex with them.
Oh, damn.
And fuck all y'all with the shitty April Fool's Day jokes today. All right. Yeah. Good night, y'all.
Good night, Jesus.